Pakistani military officials and witnesses say that a suicide bomber prematurely detonated his car while trying to bypass the line at a security checkpoint in the violence-plagued valley of Swat. The powerful explosion caused most of the deaths instantly and damaged several vehicles lined up for a security check. Officials say that a majority of those killed and wounded were civilians. Pakistani troops have been engaged in anti-insurgency operations in the militant-infested valley. Actions that have provoked suspected Taliban extremists to retaliate with frequent attacks on security forces and government officials. Monday's suicide bombing took place hours after dozens of heavily armed Taliban militants attacked a shipping terminal in the northwestern city of Peshawar, where trucks loaded with supplies for NATO and US forces in Afghanistan were parked. The militants set the vehicles on fire and killed two drivers before fleeing the scene. Meanwhile, authorities in Karachi say that there is no let-up in violence between the city's Urdu-speaking community known as Muhajirs and ethnic Pashtun settlers. After Sunday's violent clashes, all schools and colleges in Pakistan's commercial capital were closed and few people were using public transport on Monday. Tensions have been running high in Karachi since a major political party representing the Urdu-speaking population began to allege that Taliban militants are gaining strength in Pashtun-dominated parts of the southern Pakistani city. But Provincial Minister Zulfikar Mirza denies these allegations as rumour-mongering.
The message for the people of Karachi is that please be peaceful and don't give your ear to rumour-mongers.
The minister told the Provincial Legislative Assembly that he has ordered the police to shoot troublemakers on site to discourage the violence. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.